Hi, hello, this is Walter speaking. I'm with Opinion Research. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
This is Walter speaking, sir. Good afternoon. I'm with Opinion Research. We're conducting which is an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Ector County. We have a few minutes to help us out.
Yes, go ahead.
Excellent. Are you are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Okay. And generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track or are things on the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Wrong track. Okay. And what is the most important issue facing Ector County for you? Education, poor economy, poor leadership by elected officials, poverty, crime and drugs, high cost of living, healthcare, high taxes and government spending, air pollution, quality of life in general, moral issues, traffic roads, transportation issues, race relations, lack of cultural entertainment opportunities, immigration, or any other?
Now, what time, I've never participated in a poll where you read off about 15 things, and I'm supposed to remember all of those. Yeah, there are a lot of things, a lot of problems. We have educational problem. We have
education. You think is the most important issue?
No, I didn't say it was the most. No, it's not the most, but it's one of the major ones.
One of the major.
And race relations is certainly at the top. We have infrastructure problems. We have a lot of problems. Well, you can just read them off like that. It's not.
Right, thank you very much. No worries. Your opinion is really important. Now, how will you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor? Or undecided?
Fair.
Fair, okay. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I think it'll be about the same.
About the same? And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned?
I'm retired.
Okay. But what about for close family members? Are you very concerned, concerned? Not concerned, not at all? I'm not sure.
No, they're all college graduates, so all of them have degrees, so they'll do okay.
Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each in Ector County: excellent, good, fair, or poor. I'm going to start with welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
Poor.
Poor.
What
about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
I'm going to continue with public safety and low crime. What do you think? Is it good, fair, poor? Excellent.
Cool. We were rated the most dangerous city in the state of Texas.
Wow.
By several outlets, so it's poor.
Incredible. What do you think about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Average.
Okay. What do you think availability of quality health care?
A little better than average, so I don't know what...
Good? Okay. What do you think about quality of the public schools?
Average.
Average. What do you think about the availability of affordable housing? Do you think it's good? Fair?
It's good.
Excellent.
It's good.
Good. What do you think about public transportation?
Average.
What do you think about effective leadership from the elected officials?
Poor.
Poor. What do you think about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
Poor. What do you think about natural beauty and physical setting?
Average.
Average. What do you think about the having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Poor. And what do you think about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Good.
Good. And what do you think about offering job opportunities in your field?
Average.
Average. Okay. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. I'm going to start with families with children. Do you think it's good, fair, poor, excellent, or undecided?
Fair.
Fair. What do you think for racial and ethnic minorities?
I think we do a very poor job.
It's poor?
Okay. Very poor, yes.
What do you think about people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Poor. What do you think about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Fair.
Fair. What do you think about recent college graduates and looking to enter the job market?
Good.
Good. What do you think about people like you?
What do you mean, people like me?
I don't know how you consider yourself. In your NC, how is it going to you? But in general, do you think it's a good place for you to live?
Well, sure. I have I have several locations, yes.
Okay. What do you think about young single people? Do you think it's a good place to live? Or it's a fair place, a support place, excellent?
It's good.
It's good. Okay. And what do you think about immigrants from other countries? Do you think it's a good place, it's a fair place, it's a poor place?
Fair.
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 And for retirees?
Fair.
Fair. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, or undecided?
Between fair and good.
Okay. Now, we're 61% complete. We're almost done, but... to continue, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve? It will go the opposite? It will deteriorate and stay about the same?
I think it will stay about the same.
Same? Now, when it comes to the economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created, how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not
very
familiar. Very.
Very familiar. I served on the ODC, Odessa Development Corporation.
And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident? Okay,
yep.
And when it comes
yep.
to community development, generate solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Very familiar.
Very familiar. Excellent. We're almost done. We're 71% complete, but how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, and not at all confident. Somewhat confident?
Somewhat confident, yes. I mean, we have money.
Right. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Not very likely. Okay. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college, college degree, college graduate, or don't know? Do you refuse?
I have a master's degree.
Amazing. Now, is there... Now, in terms of...
Go ahead.
All right, cool. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
And what is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, 65 plus?
65 plus.
Okay. And do you have a school age child living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, black, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
Black.
Okay. And anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No? Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $39,000, between $40,000 and $74,000? Or 75,000 and plus?
75 up.
And up. Are you currently employed, yes. Full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Retired.
In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, something else?
Male.
Okay. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
No, right on the outskirts.
Okay, perfect.
University Park.
Right. Yeah. This concludes which is the survey. We wish you the best. Thank you very much, sir. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.